We didn't answer two of the questions because some people were missing or sick. And one of them was on Christina. She wants to know, what's the flora in your country? What kind of plants are more famous in your country? And do you build new gardens? So tell us about the flora in Japan, Hideki and Chika.
In Japan, chrysanthemum is Japanese national flower.
Mm-hmm. The cherry blossoms.
Cherry tree.
The cherry trees.
It's a very popular tree.
There is a festival, isn't there?
Yes.
That once a year people go to see the trees, blossoms, the cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
What about chrysanthemums in Colombia? How are they used?
For funerals.
Funerals, yeah. And in Australia, do you know?
On Mother's Day.
So what do they look like? What do chrysanthemums look like?
Mm-hmm. Round shape.
Round shape. Yeah. Yes. Are they small flowers or big flowers?
Big.
Any types bigger. Of bigger?
Yeah. A lot of small and long petals. Small and late petals.
What colors are they usually?
White.
Yellow.
Light green.
Oh, I haven't seen those. Yeah. What about in other countries? Is there a national flower in your country?
In my country,
which is Chile?
Yeah.
Copihue.
Copihue. It's there. It's red and white. It's the triangle.
A triangle. Are they big flowers?
No, it's small.
What about in Australia? Do you know if there's a...
No. In Colombia, it's the purple orchid.
Orchid. Huh? There are lots of native orchids in Australia, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not the national emblem or state emblem. There are some, like the wattle. In some countries, it's called mimosa. Worota. Do you know the worota? Can you describe them?
Red flower.
Red flower.
It's on a tree.
It's not a tree. It's a small bush. It could grow up to 2 meters. You see it in the...
On the license?
License, that's it?
That's the license. On the license.
What color are they usually?
Red.
But sometimes you find white ones.
Yeah.
They're very expensive. You might pay $8 for one.
Orchid's very expensive.
Yeah, that's
very.
True.
In Chile, it's the Araucaria.
In Lebanon, they've got the cedar tree, cedar.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. That's the national emblem.
Yes. We've got palm tree, too. Mm-hmm. We've got the gardenia. Gardenia is very
gardenia.
Popular. Gardenia.
Very popular. They smell beautifully.
But in China, peony is a national flower. It means wealthy.
Wealth
and money and power.
And power.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any trees?
In Colombia, we got the wax palm of Quindío.
The
wax?
Wax.
Wax palm of Quindío.
Palm.
Yes, it's the tallest in the world.
What about gardens? Do they build new gardens in your countries?
Yeah, this in Lebanon they started now to do little parks and little gardens.
So in general, yes.
Yes.
Japanese gardens.
Yeah,
are
in
famous.
Sydney it's really nice.
Only rich people have that sort of garden.
Because most Japanese people live in high-rise buildings.
Bonsai is very famous.
That's right. Yeah.
Sorry, what is it?
Bonsai
trees. What's bonsai? Can you explain?
Yes.
So trees that are cut.
That's right.
They prune the trees not to let them
grow
bigger. Yeah. That's it. And they stay really small but perfect.
Yeah, they're nice.
And a small tree planted in the little bin.
A pot.
Yeah. All right. Now, the other thing that is really interesting, the other question that we didn't have time to answer is about body language. It's from Andre. And he says, what kind of language offends the local people of your country? Do you use body language when you talk? When you talk with other people, do you use body language? What do you do when you talk to say yes and no? How much body language do you use in a day, more or less? So the first question is not body language, it's different. And we talked about it the other day. What kind of language offends people in your country?
In Lebanon, when you call someone and he say, what?
That's
very, very rude.
Yeah, like
so you can't say what. What about in English? If someone calls you Hideki.
What?
Is that rude or is that polite?
It's rude. It's rude.
It's rude.
In English, too, because when
so
I
what
call
are you
Hideki, you say yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
Not what.
It's not what. Yes is much, much better. Yeah.
So rude.
It sounds rude.
Yes.
Like saying, what do you want? You're bothering me. Any other things that are not polite? Any type of language?
Yeah, the rude words are very impolite.
Yeah, impolite.
Impolite.
Yeah.
No, that's the words.
What's that? No. Very funny. Swearing.
Swearing, yeah.
So swearing is not on. Also,
menace.
Yeah, but words that show respect.
Yeah.
Say to a teacher.
You say
here,
miss,
Mrs. Sir.
Sir.
Yeah, in your countries, same?
Same.
Yeah, same. So you have to address people according to their age in a polite way.
People call your uncle by his name.
Ah, what do you call them? Uncle?
Uncle. The Eva's older than you.
So that's in Lebanon? Oh, yeah.
That's
the same in...
No.
Can you call your auntie by her name?
Yes, of course.
Ah. Because, yeah,
in Lebanon, even, they're not related to you, but they're older than you. You say uncle or auntie.
Yeah, I think
uncle,
that's the same.
Yeah, in Colombia, it's uncle in the name.
Uh-huh. In Chinese, do you have to say uncle to someone older?
Yeah.
Very similar across language in Japan.
Yeah. Same.
The same.
What about
Serbia?
Russian?
No, we don't have that rule.
You don't have that
rule. So swears a lot.
You're very quiet.
Oh, people swear a lot.
Yeah. So swear a lot.
In Russia, do you have those rules?
No.
So you can call your auntie
by her
it
name?
It depends on relationship between... Between
those two people.
Yeah.
So it varies.
If it's very close, you can call just by name.
If not, you have to say uncle.
Similar.
Mm. Okay, going to body language. Do you use body language a lot in your culture?
In Lebanon, we do.
No.
Yeah. In Japan, you don't. In Chile?
Yeah.
In Serbia?
Yeah.
Is it used?
When you're talking, do you do something with your hand?
It depends from person to person.
You don't, in China you don't use. Not a lot. What do you think about in Sydney, in Australia?
Yes.
A lot. It's funny because usually people think, no, we don't gesticulate, we don't use our hands or our face. Women use their faces a lot.
Yes.
They open their eyes, they open their mouth, and their hands too.
Yeah.
So in spite of being a culture that is mostly Anglo-Saxon, people in Australia use a lot of body language, I think. Yeah. Do you find yourself, people like Chinese background, Japanese background, do you find yourself using more body language here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see everyone nodding their heads. That's another question. How do you say yes and no? Do you do anything with your head?
Yes.
And what do you all do with your head?
Shake your heads down.
In my own
language. That's called nodding.
Nodding.
To nod.
No.
And in my own language or?
Yeah.
No. Like this.
So, but you are still moving your head a bit, but not as much.
Or like this. Yes.
Oh, that's
when I talk with my mom, I say
Yeah, my mom said that too.
But that's not saying yes or no. That's got another name.
Listening. Interesting.
Yeah, showing interest.
Feedback.
Especially on the phone. Yeah.
The same.
Yeah.
Same with Lebanese too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chinese?
For example, here.
You're not. Is that chicken? Okay, is that Japanese or is that Hideki?
I think Hideki.
So, we thought it was Japanese.
Like this.
I think in Japanese, I had another Japanese friend. It's a male. He always... Just like Hideki.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so. Or maybe it's Japanese boys. Japanese men. Women don't do it as much. Japanese women don't do that as much. Give feedback.
More men do that.
Talking about, this is not body language, but it's intonation. I read once that in Japan, when women talk, they have to be polite, they have to raise their tone of voice. They have to speak with a higher pitch. Is that true?
Yes.
On the phone.
on the phone.
Yes.
Or public announcement.
Uh-huh. Yes. What I read was about a television presenter.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 years ago, this television presenter decided not to read the news with this higher pitched tone. She decided to read the news with her own tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a revolution because she was breaking
the tradition,
speaking differently.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still so? Is that still happening?
Mm-hmm.
Do women on TV, radio, do they still...
TV, radio, no. That's something. My mother changed my voice.
Your voice or her voice?
Her voice.
So, your mother, my mother changes.
Changes her voice.
On the phone?
On the phone, yes.
Too higher?
Too higher, yes.
Mm. Ah, my man as well.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Do you?
No.
Chica?
I don't.
You don't. Is that because you're modern?
Yeah. Just, I don't like pretend something
my
nicer.
Mom speaks very clear on the phone. Hi, how are you?
And slowly. Yeah. And anything like that in your culture?
Yes.
Changing your tone.
In Lebanon, it's very rude for a lady to raise her voice.
Uh-huh.
The lady has to be calm and quiet and then raise her voice.
Uh-huh.
Well, not like me, very loud.
Well,
man, that's all right if he raises his voice.
Okay.
He's a man, so.
Okay, so men are still more dominant.
Yes.
Mm. Anything like that?
Yeah, in Serbia,
women
are loud, I think.
Are you really?
They scream on men.
Oh, oh, man.
Do you use your hands a lot?
Yes.
Yeah. Are there any special signs?
Yeah, this one, when you're talking to a little
so
boy.
So you, what are you doing? Because people might not be able to... This is like a radio program.
When so you, when you put your...
Three fingers together. Your thumb and your index.
Yeah, middle finger. Yeah. Like that. For little kids, that means they be in big trouble.
They are
in big trouble.
Ah, okay. Do you do anything to mean you are talking on the phone? Or I will ring you later?
Yeah.
Is that Chinese or is that
Chinese
too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I think it's popular.
So it's universal. So
yeah.
what are we doing? Chris, can you describe this?
So Jack, we are tombs and we are little finger and both we are on the rest of fingers and put the hand on beside your ears and your mouth.
So you pretend your thumb is the listening device.
Yeah.
And your little finger
is the receiver.
Is the
microphone.
That's it. Yeah. And you talk. Is that so? That's universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else?
If you put the middle finger up, that means it's very bad, bad manner.
In China, most of the people have like this to be thank you. They put their hand together and nothing.
And bow.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say goodbye? Because it's time to go and we have to go. So how do you say
you
goodbye?
You wave your hand.
Is that universal?
Yeah.
Does anyone go like this?
Yes.
So like you're clapping your fingers?
No.
Like this? No. So you just wave your hand. Yeah. And everyone understands?
Yeah.
So,
bye.
See you.